So good evening everyone. This is Padman Agama of Luntiang Agama Natural Divine Art Shrine of Healing. And today I am going to answer some question from our WhatsApp, and it comes from Jan Maramba, which is our grand Bansagan godmother, no? So Jan, our sister here, Tulay Araw, said na, "Hi Apo, I received this inquiry today. Please advise on how I can best respond." And the message was, "Hey sis, just wondering, I started following Luntiang Agama Center and I didn't know that they are Wiccan. Can we chat about that sometime? It may be my ignorance, but I know people have studied Wicca and have seen some devil like gods, or maybe it was just fun. I don't know, please advise, I'm a little uncomfortable." So here, my fellow kalahi, no, I just want to tell what Luntiang Agama is all about. So wait, where is my video? So my video has been canceled. Hello. So I don't know what happened when I stopped sharing, so as my video has disappeared. But anyway, what is Luntiang Agama? No, Luntiang Agama is a religious organization established here in the Philippines as my personal or personal outward expression of my faith. So my faith was established through the philosophy that the wisdom of God gave knowledge to man, and the wisdom of man is to know God. So with this philosophy, I believe that our duty as mankind, as human being, is to know God. No, although there are so many sets of knowledge that can be learned by people, but knowing our God, our Creator, is the most essential part of our existence. And Luntiang Agama, the Shrine of Luntiang Agama, was established through that philosophy. And as we continue our ministry in Luntiang Agama, the Corellian Nativist Church of Wicca have recognized our effort. Thus, they gave us a recognition and charter, being a shrine here in the Philippines. And that recognition helped us to be registered through the Securities and Exchange Commission as a religious corporation. So, religious corporation means that it is founded by a single person, which is me, yours truly, Apo Adman Agama. And the doctrines of the church is based on the beliefs and principles of Luntiang Agama, which you can find on our website, Landas ng Lahi, about our declaration of faith. So, as Luntiang Agama, we use the doctrines of nativism by the Corellian tradition of Wicca in order to help us establish the Philippine traditional indigenous spiritual beliefs and practices. So they have techniques or advices on how we could search deeper on our own spirituality. And as you know, Wicca is a dual religion, the dualistic religion, that they honor the gods and the goddesses, whereas the Philippines, now we honor the Diwata. So some of the Diwata here that can be found in the Philippines could be a triumvirate or a trinity, but some there are deities that stands alone, or some they have a couple. So it depends upon the tribe, no? But what I see when I use the technique of the Corellian Wicca in terms of nativism, I come to understanding our own indigenous spiritual beliefs and practices. So our indigenous beliefs and practices are dependent on the tribe, on which tribe they are being practiced. So as a Filipino, we have this 110 ethno-linguistic tribes existed in our country, and through that 110 existing tribes, we have our different ways on how do we see the deity. But what is the what common denominator among this tribe is that they believe that there is a supreme being. Now there is one power, and this power has manifested through their names. And the names on each tribe, since there is 110 ethno-linguistic tribes, so the name of the deity differs from one tribe to another. And some, they may exchange their thought and how they will revere this deity, and the way they worship the deity also differs, because it is a personal expression of their faith. And their faith towards divinity has been taught to each tribe. That's why there is difference. No, it seems that if you will come to think that these 100 names are different from what one each another, so we might think that these are different gods. So as a Filipino in general, we people might think that we are pagans or polytheists, worshiping many gods. But then if we find our common denominator, we are almost the same, that we believe in one God, and this God has many names revealed unto us. The reason why that the name of God is different from each tribe is that the reason why God has many names is because God wants us to come closer to us. God wants us close to God. It means God give us opportunity to be closer to God, whether God is he or she, depending on the belief system that have been established and cultivated in certain tribes. So in terms of divinity, there are in terms of the spirituality of Filipino, I found the common denominator of belief in one God and the realms of the spirit. Technically, our ancestor and our indigenous people believe in Kaitaasan, in the upper world, in Kaibabawan, which is the middle world, and so as the underworld or Kailaliman. So this is the cosmology or the belief that how the spirit realms works. No? So there is a spiritual beings on the upper world, there are spiritual beings on the lower or the underworld, and there is also a spiritual beings on the middle world. So this is compiled also through our declaration of faith. So when it comes to the upper world, we see, if we look up to the sky, we could see there is the star, there are the moon, there are sun. So these are the celestial beings, and these are the light that shine on us every day and every night as we live. And they serve as our timekeeper, and they serve as our guide, and it serves as our herald of times of season. No, whereas in the underworld, no, we could not see anything, and probably we do not know anything except it is under the earth or underground, under the soil or under our feet, which we could see as darkness. But this darkness of the underworld is very important to us, because growth will not be possible if there is no underground, there is no the underworld. Because when we plant our seeds, no, we dig on earth and put it on the underground and cover it, and we allow it to be germinated, to germinate. So it means the underground has a purpose of renewal, of giving new form and life. And this is the reason also that when we die, our body is buried down to the earth, no, down to the ground. It means the earth transforms our body into other substances that could be beneficial to other creatures. It becomes part of the minerals and the nutrient that feeds the plants. And whereas the plant, when it grow, it benefits us, no? It gives us benefits by our by becoming our nourishment and our food, no? So when it comes to the question about the demons or the devils, no, that the traditional Filipino indigenous spirituality don't believe on the concept of demons, although each tribes, indigenous tribe in our country, do recognize the presence of malevolent spirits, but this malevolent spirit is is depending. It may vary upon person to person, because these spirits are energetic being. No, they are energetic being. So when an energetic being is revealed onto a certain individual as humans, no, there is a tendency that this energetic being may move the soul of a certain person of a lower vibration, and that is called usog or nabati, no? So this is the belief of our ancestors. Sometimes illness comes from an energetic being, from the spirit. So the spirit that moves, because of our ignorance, no, we think of it. Now that energy being, energetic being or spiritual being, is a malevolent one because it gives us illness, no? But if you as a person train yourself, exercise your soul, your belief, and elevate and develop yourself, no, your energy vibration will be on the same frequency as on that soul or on that spiritual being. No, so that spiritual being will become a beneficent, no? It will become your friend, it will become your God. But if you yourself are not developed spiritually, so your soul is poor, no, of poor health, you might be affected. Even the presence of God, you will think the presence of a great divinity will be a malevolent one, because it will cause harm to you, because your energy vibration is not on the same energy vibration of that divine being that appeared unto you. So that is called usog or bati, no? So even us as human being, we have this kind of energy vibration that is strong enough that other will become intimidated to our energetic level. And we ourselves could also make other people to have usog or bati that make them sick, no? So in Hilot Academy, we are discussing this, more about this, no? And especially the roles of this, we said that people called as evil spirit or malevolent spirit or demon, no? This demon, no, there is one instances such as in the tribe of Mindanao, they believe in the busaw or demons or devils, no? Usually these devils are souls of the dead people, that they become demon that usually eat other souls. And usually these busaw are being employed by warriors, no, by the Bagani, which is a warrior or heroic warrior of a certain tribe. And they invoke this soul to be their twin, their kakambal, no? Or they become their servant or ally or kasama in terms of fighting, no? And we see ordinary people will be afraid of the busaw, and they will make it a story to instill fear to a child. If a child will not obey their parents in their bidding, and they will be punished by the busaw. But the warrior type, they become, the busaw become their servant or their ally or their best friends, because they could give power to the warrior to bring victory in their warfare. So in terms of dealing with the evil spirits, no, or the evil spirit, we don't think or we don't really consider that there is an evil spirit. So it vary from one person to another. In order for us to understand them, we should study and befriend them. And this is why, as a Filipino, we make offering, we make pag-aatang, or we make halad, so that we could have a better understanding or harmony to each other, to each other being. No? So I hope that this short video explains about the belief of Luntiang Agama. So it's already almost 11 p.m. right now. So sorry if I just make this video, but I know this will be never too late. So whenever you are watching this, whether in the morning, afternoon, or evening, I hope it blesses you and touch your heart and mind. So once again, mayari na. Pag-asatin. Paalam!